Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We've been looking at vision, destiny, and purpose. And yesterday we saw how Esther, together with her uncle Mordecai, started being propelled into her purpose, where she did a miraculous thing to get the Israelites saved from a terrible fate. Let's continue today.
And you are called for such a time as now. If I die, then I die, is the attitude she took. And she walked in there and she said to the king, he said, come in, my sweetheart, what can I do for you? And she said, I'd like to have a dinner. I'd like just you, me, and Haman to be in the dinner. She told him twice, and then two dinners. And the second time she said to the king, oh, king, there's been a terrible decree against my people. And he said, what do you mean your people? She said, the Israelites. I'm an Israelite. And Haman's eyes got big. He was sitting there thinking, whoa, I'm invited by the king and queen. And Haman, in the meantime, had made a gallows to hang Mordecai. He wanted to kill Mordecai because he hated Mordecai because Mordecai wouldn't bow to him and worship him because he was a 2RC, second in command. And so he's sitting there, the second in command with the king and the queen, thinking, whoa, look at me, I'm so big. And she said that you have made a decree to kill all my people. And he said, what are you talking about? She said, I'm an Israelite and there's a decree that Haman made and he tricked you into having them all killed and slaughtered on a certain day. And he looked at Haman and said, what is this that you've done? He went, I'll do that. And the king said, take him, his family, his household, and hang him on the gallows and burn the house and turn everything to ashes. Right? Let me tell you what you sow. You're going to reap. And you better make sure you reap good. You better sow good. You sow hatred. You sow strife. You sow anger. You sow filth. You sow nastiness. You're going to have it coming back at you from every angle. And then don't say, well, look at my life. It's such a mess. Yeah, well, straighten up. Straighten up and fly right. We could make a song, straighten up and fly right, but it probably wouldn't be a hit. It's okay to laugh. Amen. And so she that gets taken care of. Haman's put to death, his whole family. And then the king says, look, I can't reverse the decree, but make a new decree and I'll stamp it and send it out. So she makes a decree that Israel can defend themselves. And the king stamps it, sends it out, and nothing happens. Isn't that strange how they've been trying to kill the Jews for all of these centuries? Isn't it just amazing and it's rising again right now? Don't be anti-Semitic, anti-Semite. Don't be that way. God sent Jesus through that nation. We got saved through that nation. You pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That there will be peace within the palaces and prosperity within the walls. The God says, I will bless those that bless you and curse them that curse you. And I don't care what anyone thinks of Donald Trump. I just say, thank God he did what he did with the Golden Heights. And thank God he did what he did with Jerusalem. Thank God for a president who had the chutzpah to stand up in the face of an attack like you've never seen and do what God wants. And he's coming against abortion in a big way. He's doing what God wants. I don't care how crass he is and how filthy mouth he is. Makes no difference. I was like that for most of my life, and so are you. And every one of you have got a past, and I guarantee you, you don't want us to see any of it. You'd probably make a sailor blush. All right, so having determined our destiny ahead of time. So like Esther was for that time. Apostle Paul was for that time. Do you understand? And all these people, Martin Luther was for his time. And through the ages, people get vision for purpose and they're moving towards that purpose. And it's there to bless the nations of the world. What you have got inside of you, your vision to propel you to your purpose will bless people somewhere, somehow. That's all I know about vision. It's going to be a blessing to people from God's side. Amen. Amen. Praise hallelujah. All right, so he says here, having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. Ooh, his perfect righteousness. Say, I'm a righteous child of God. Ooh. Ooh. Don't think of your past. Say it again. I'm a righteous child of God. Amen. Wow. Now say this. I have been sanctified by Jesus. That means he made me holy. Now say, I'm righteous and I'm holy. That's a mouthful, and it's scary for some of us. Because to think that way is not the way we were brought up. It's better to think of yourself as a low piece of trash. That's what the devil wants you to think of yourself. He wants you to think of yourself as a loser, as sickly, as broke, as divorced, as miserable. Right? That's what he wants. But God says, no, you are a king's kid. And I've given you a royal priesthood with a kingly anointing. That's what God says. And if you're a king's kid, listen, listen. If you're a king's kid, you think Charles, Prince Charles, walks into a room, hello. No, he walks in there with his chest out, I'm Prince Charles. Am I right? Well, why do we want to walk around like, well, you know, I'm just happy. We're just fine. We're fine. Thing. No, you're not fine. You need more so you can help more. You need deeper so you can help get people grow higher. Come on. Stop seeing yourself as the devil wants you to see yourself. Start seeing yourself, big vision, big, you know, you need to take those things off. The blinders. My goodness. You're not running a horse race. But you've got to be focused like that horse for your vision to come to pass. Amen. But your vision starts off, whoa. When God told us to go get that bullion, I thought, whoa. My wife walked in the bullion. I'll never forget it in my life. Amen. And then God does not speak to you about where you are. He speaks to you about where you are going. He's not speaking about what you're in. He's speaking to you about where you're going. What you're in is temporary. Just add God's word to what you're in and it'll move you out to your future. Stop camping. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death. If I'm not happy where I am, get out. Don't camp there. If you're camping there, you're living in an eternal present and you're not going anywhere. That's what the Israelites did around the mountain for 40 years. They had no vision. No vision. They had eyesight without vision. 40 years living in an eternal present. They didn't get any further. They were locked up in bondage. Not getting into the promised land. Your vision will propel you into the promises of God. The promised land. You've got to visualize yourself healed. You've got to see yourself walking and talking and strong and running and healthy and playing golf and tennis and jogging. You've got to see yourself that way. You have to visualize it. You've got to visualize it. God gave you a mind that can visualize. He's the one who gave it to us. But if you see yourself like they saw themselves, we're just grasshoppers. Remember? We're just grasshoppers in our own sight. That's what you're going to live. We're going to get to that now. Amen. So he speaks to you about where you're going, not where you are, because where you're going is way more important than where you are. You think this is it? If you're a businessman and you've got to that amount in your life and your business is doing that, you think that's it? No. You know, when I had my steakhouse, I used to get into a state. I didn't know the word as well as I do now, but when the place was pumping, I mean, we had lines outside. It was just rocking. And you know, we're talking rocking, full and people waiting to get in. I used to think, oh God, what do I do now? How do I keep this up and how do I get better? I didn't want to stay there. I've got to do something more. If I want to keep growing, I need to do more and better. And where you're at right now, don't stay there. Thank God you've got to where you are. And from where we've come, my Lord. Some of us are new in this and we've just taken a few steps. But it is crawl, walk, run. Crawl, walk, run. But you're not sitting on your tush anymore. You're now getting busy. Keep moving forward. God's got a purpose and a plan for your life. I don't care if your company closed down. If they closed every company down that you were involved in, makes no difference to the purpose in your life. I don't have a job. Your job is not your purpose. Oh, God. And too many people think that their job is who they are. They define who they are by what they do, which is totally wrong. You define who you are by what God says you are.
That's it.
Amen. Okay, Jeremiah 1:5-8. Look, here it is. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. That's the principle that God's got. He knew every one of us before we were in our mother's womb. And then he said, I'm going to give you this future. You're going to be Gerard Curry, all right? Or you're going to be Mike Samos. Where is he? Okay. You're going to be Mike Samos. Six foot two, thin, and you're going to be like the Energized Bunny on steroids, running about, helping everybody. And Mike Samos, you're going to be sitting in Christ Family Church in 2019, and I'm taking you up higher all the time because you were there, now you're here, and now Mike's not finished. He's just beginning. It's only beginning now. Come on, every one of us, you've got to think of yourself this way. Don't look at yourself as having arrived. You haven't. Paul said, I haven't arrived yet, the apostle. He said, I haven't arrived. We're all a work in progress. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. So before we were in our mother's womb, he knew us. Man. And so it means he had a vision for all of us and a purpose for each of us. Now think about Abraham in Genesis 12. He talks to Abraham. He says, I need you to go to a place where you've never been. Just say, yes, sir, and go. If God says he's going to get you the money, it's not up to you to work out how. Or he's going to get you healed. It's not your place to work out how. All you got to believe is yes, if he said it, it's mine, and I'm going to see it. You see, people that walk around with sickness in their body don't have to walk around with sickness in their body because God said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. So I know God's not a man that he should lie, and God has gone back. Jesus went back to heaven, right? And Jesus is the Word, and the Word returned, but it wasn't void. See, he said, my word can't come back void. So Jesus went back, not void. So it means healing is accomplished. Is that correct? We got that right. So now I've got to see myself healed. If you've been on the medication or the insulin or whatever it is for 20 years and it's $3,000 a month, or even if it's $10 a month, makes no difference to me. See yourself healed. You know what? Get a picture of yourself when you were younger and strong and healthy. Come on, do that. And take that photograph and put it on your mirror. And every time you brush your teeth, look at yourself. Every time you comb your hair, look at yourself. You're going to see yourself healed. You're going to see yourself prosperous. You're going to see. Vision is exactly that. It gives you the vision. Now, don't go and get the television, because the television is going to give you a bad vision. You need to get godly vision. Watch God TV rather than television from the world. Amen. And that's God TV. You're looking. You're seeing what he told you. He said, you're the head. You're not the tail. You're above. You're not beneath. Get the vision of that. Now we're going to go for vision for specific in our lives. I'm going to teach us how to find that too. But you've got to first get a vision of who you are in Christ. Amen. And what he's accomplished for you. You're not a loser. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. Doesn't matter the gender. Doesn't matter your age. You are not a loser. If you're in Christ, you are victorious all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. And if it's taking longer than you expected, just get your mouth speaking better and get seeing. You see, too often what we do is we sabotage ourselves with our words. You know, there was a movie being shown, and it was a guy who was an embalmist. He embalmed people. And you know, when that came on the TV, I said, I'm not even going to look at it. I don't even want to see that. I don't want to see that. Because now I've got a vision of death. I don't want to see that. I want to see good all the time.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka Moccasins.